What is the best way to sober up fast after a night of drinking?
I want to know how to get sober fast.
You may enjoy having a few drinks at a party at the weekend, but as it gets later and you are ready to leave and go home, you may wish that you could sober up quickly. You want to find out how to get sober fast. What is the best way to sober up quickly? It depends on why you want to sober up soon.
I want to feel less intoxicated.
Maybe after the party, some friends are going out for a late night meal at the local diner.
You get in the back seat of the car and look forward to sitting at a table with friends to have a bite to eat.
Yet, you wish you could shake that intoxicated feeling that you have from drinking one beer too many. You want to know how to sober up from drinking.
Can coffee help me to feel better?
When you get to the table, you order a coffee. Drinking a strong cup of coffee is a popular way to try sober up. It will give you the sensation of feeling less intoxicated and more alert. However, coffee and caffeine do nothing to get the alcohol out of your system any faster. You are still not sober after drinking a cup of hot coffee. Even several cups of coffee will not do it. If you have had too much to drink to be able to drive safely, caffeine will do absolutely nothing to improve your ability to drive.
If your blood alcohol level is above the legal limit, it will remain there until enough time has passed, regardless of how much coffee you drink.
Will a cold shower help?
Is how to sober up fast?
The cold shower is another popular method of trying to sober up after a night of drinking.
But, at the point of being home and ready to go to bed, why would you be concerned about sobering up?
Taking a shower is a good idea either way. After being out at a party of a club, cleaning up is an excellent way to prevent the spread of germs and keep you and your home clean. If your goal is to sober up, the cold shower will not help much. You might as well set the water temperature at a comfortable level. When you get out of the shower and get dressed for bed, you will be ready for a sobering up technique that can help.
Can getting some sleep help me? Is this how to sober up from alcohol?
After drinking a bit too much, you want to get the alcohol out of your system. Going to bed is an excellent way to do this.
How does it work? The fact is that you need time to get alcohol out of your system.
There is no shortcut to getting sober faster.
Sleep is the best way to get sober because you are safe and sound in your bed. Sleeping for 8-10 hours is healthy and gives your body plenty of time to process the alcohol out of your system. While you may not feel great in the morning, if you get enough sleep and enough time has passed for your body to process the alcohol, you will at least awaken sober.
Here is how to plan for the next time you drink and how to sober up quickly. If you plan before you drink, you can get sober very fast. The way to do this is to not drink too much in the first place. Avoiding getting drunk in the first place to stay sober seems a little too obvious. However, if you are disappointed that I have not provided a weird trick or secret to getting sober quickly here, do not worry. I am going to give you information on a method of being prepared to handle alcohol better when you go out or get together with friends to have a drink. Here is how to sober up fast if you have alcohol use disorder. If you find yourself having too many drinks when you go out regularly, it is time that you face the possibility that you are dealing with ODD. ODD stands for alcohol use disorder.
It means that you drink too much and it leads to problems in your life.
Feeling too intoxicated and wanting to sober up fast is a sign of possible ODD. By being aware of the problem, you can now look for solutions to prepare for situations where you may drink. TSM is a method that is proven to keep drinking alcohol under control. As described in the documentary, One Little Pill, there is something called the Sinclair Method, which is medication-assisted treatment for ODD. It is quite simple. There is a medication called naltrexone that is a very safe prescription drug. Doctors can prescribe naltrexone to help you control your alcohol intake. The way it works is that you take a naltrexone tablet 1 hour before your first drink. Then, you will not have the urge to continue drinking excessively throughout the night. Then, restrict your drinking to just one drink, maybe two at the most. Naltrexone is an opioid blocker that blocks endorphins in the central nervous system. The Sinclair Method, or TSM, is a way of retraining the reward system in your brain. You can unlearn alcoholism over time and keep your drinking under control in the short term. You can use TSM to sober up quickly.
It takes time for your body to metabolize alcohol.
As you can imagine, this alcohol takes less time. If you only have one drink, you will get sober very quickly. You will likely not even get intoxicated in the first place.
If you have seen a doctor about your alcohol use and the doctor has prescribed naltrexone, you can take it with you everywhere. there are pill fobs that are containers for one or two tablets to carry with you. They come in the form of necklaces, bracelets, and keychains. If you are following TSM, always have at least one naltrexone tablet with you at all times. And be sure to take it 1 hour before your first drink of the evening. Over time, you may find that you have lost interest in drinking altogether. You don't have to drink. Drinking may have seemed fun and socially acceptable at one time. Now, people are talking about being sober curious. Bars and clubs are popping up that no longer serve alcohol at all. While it is excellent that societal norms are changing concerning liquor, it is also irrelevant. You can be in control of your life and choose how you are going to live. No one can tell you how to live your life. You do not have to fear missing out on any fun. You already know that drinking too much never ends up being fun. After retraining your brain to not care about alcohol anymore, you can move forward and live a life of success and fulfillment. After you learn how to sober up from alcohol, you can learn to stay sober for the long term. How do you avoid falling back into old drinking habits over the years? Many people choose to go to 12-step support meetings to maintain their sobriety. Alcoholics Anonymous has been around for nearly a century. It has grown into one of the most extensive support programs in the world to help people stop drinking and stay sober. The foundation of AA is the 12 steps. These steps help to lead you through a process in which you accept that you have a problem with alcohol and that you can ask for help and rely on the support of your network of recovering friends. The steps also help you to get out many of the dark secrets that you hold back and to take you through a process of making amends, keeping track of your daily behavior, learning quiet prayer and meditation, and helping others to work through the same process. What if I don't want to do the 12 steps? Not everyone wants to go to AA. Don't worry, you don't have to go. Alcoholics Anonymous is not for everyone. If you are excited about AA and you want to be successful in that program, you will likely find success there. Otherwise, you may want to consider one of several other support programs. There are a variety of non-12-step programs available that also have meetings and members to support you in your recovery. There is Life Ring, and there is Smart Recovery. If you are interested in cognitive behavioral therapy, you will want to check out Smart Recovery. Do you want therapy? There's an app for that. In 1935, when Bill Wilson founded Alcoholics Anonymous, he did not have the technology that we have today. Not only do we have the drug, naltrexone, to help alcoholics to recover, we now have high-tech apps that can help as well. Prescription Digital Therapeutics, or PDT, is a new way to help people with addictions by providing cognitive behavioral therapy within a smartphone app. When you use PDT, you will use an app to educate you, help you to record and identify triggers, and to provide you with valuable rewards during therapy. PDT works, and it is here to stay. PDT can help you to get your drinking under control so you will not have to worry about how to sober up. You will be sober and remain sober at all times as you modify your behavior away from destructive habits, such as drinking too much. What if I have already had too much to drink? After reading this article, you have already learned that caffeine and cold showers do not work to help you to sober up quickly. I would like to add that eating does not work either. Vomiting, drinking water, getting fresh air, deep breathing, vitamins, supplements are other ways that people try to sober up. Unfortunately, none of these methods will get the alcohol out any faster. Even dialysis does not help. So, it is time to face the fact that there is only one way to get alcohol out of your system. That method is time. You are going to have to allow enough time to pass for your body to process the alcohol and eliminate it. In the meantime, there are some essential things to keep in mind. Do not drive yourself home. Do not drive no matter what. If you are intoxicated, you will put yourself and others around you at risk if you attempt to operate a motor vehicle. Even if you believe that you can be careful and get home safely, it is not worth it. Don't worry about what people will think of you or that you have to get your car back. You can leave your vehicle where it is and call for a taxi, Uber, or Lyft. If you are with trusted friends, you can get a ride from a sober friend. It is a good idea to arrange for a designated driver in a group of friends. A designated driver is one person in the group who will not drink any alcohol that night. At the end of a night of drinking, the designated driver in your group can safely get you and your friends home. Remember how you feel. If you are intoxicated and reading this article, you likely feel terrible about yourself for getting into this situation again. You regret drinking so much that you now wish that you could go back in time and do the night over again, this time without the drinking. Remember how you feel right now. You may want to take notes with a pen and paper or on your phone. You can send an email to yourself. If being drunk interferes with your writing or typing, don't edit yourself. When you read your notes later, it will add to the impact of how bad things were, getting drunk again. You may even consider taking a selfie or even a self-video. I recommend strongly against posting videos or photos of yourself intoxicated, but if you can keep them safely to yourself, they will act as a harsh reminder to your future self about how you feel when you drink too much. You can plan to have a better life. You may not realize how harmful alcohol has been in your life. It can be easy to forget about a bad night of drinking, no matter how bad it was. By the next week, you may be out with friends again, ready to start all over again. You may even be sitting alone at your kitchen table, ready to have another glass or another bottle of wine. People quickly forget the negative feelings about bad experiences. As they say in recovery meetings, you can now play the tape forward, or skip ahead in your imaginary video, to see what will happen if you drink too much again. Take out your notes from last time. Look at those photos. Now is the time to take action to work towards a better life without alcohol. Learn more about naltrexone for alcoholism and the Sinclair Method. See your doctor for a physical and ask how you can reduce or stop your drinking. Try out some recovery meetings. Don't give up if you don't like a particular meeting. You can even try online sessions where you don't have to leave your house. You can see a doctor about medication-assisted treatment for alcoholism from the comfort of your home as well. Telemedicine, or telehealth, is becoming more popular all the time, and TSM doctors are thriving in the online virtual healthcare environment. You may be interested in visiting the C3 Foundation website, where you can learn more about online medical and social support to help you reduce or quit drinking. Now, you can put alcohol behind you. You don't need alcohol in your life. Maybe you thought that alcohol was essential for you to function socially and to feel better about yourself when you are around other people. That is not true at all. You are perfect the way you are, and you do not need alcohol to change your personality or the way you interact with others. If you feel that you are shy or socially awkward, there is nothing wrong with that. If you choose to work on yourself to overcome your fears, it is up to you. Don't let people around you tell you that you have to learn to come out of your shell. That is offensive and wrong for someone to make that sort of statement. If your family members or friends feel that way, maybe it is time to find a new family and group of friends who love you and accept you the way that you are. The word family does not have to refer only to the group of people related to you by blood. You can make new connections with people who are not toxic in your life. Over time, your new relationships will become your family. Imagine having a family that is not trying to turn you into someone who you are not. Imagine having a family that loves you just the way you are. It may take time, but when you realize that you are at that point, you can look back with gratitude at how far you have come and how alcohol is a distant memory. It was a tool to deal with feelings of helplessness when faced with difficult situations, but you no longer need that toxic and poisonous tool to deal with life. Do I need therapy? Some people will be able to make transformations as described in the previous paragraph without professional help. Yet, there is nothing wrong with seeing a psychologist, psychiatrist, or family therapist to help you to evaluate yourself and your life to help you to move forward. I highly recommend getting involved in therapy. You can do some of the work yourself with reading, introspection, and pushing yourself to make small changes over time. However, a professional therapist will make all the difference in helping you to improve your life. There is also a brand new field of prescription digital therapeutics, which is a way to get standardized therapy through digital mobile software. Your family doctor or telemedicine doctor can help you to get started with PDT. You have already taken the first step. Now that you are reading this article, you have taken the first step in realizing that alcohol is a problem. As you make progress, you can periodically take a short break and look back at what you have accomplished. For now, you have at least accomplished having an awakening to what is possible by overcoming the hold that alcohol has on you right now. You have also discovered some tools that may indeed be effective in helping you to move forward. So, take a moment to think about this achievement and what it means for your future life of rewarding fulfillment and happiness. You do not need alcohol, and you are now ready to take steps to get it out of your life. You will replace alcohol with new friends and activities that you can enjoy without the pain of having to worry about sobering up ever again.